What's going on, Autobots and Decepticons? This is Mike Captain Awesome Dodd from TheGameHeroes.com, and you are listening to the TFG1 Podcast, the best Transformers podcast on the net today.
Hello and welcome to Supplemental Episode 5 of the TFG1 Podcast. I am Michael Blanchard with...
Steve/Megatron of all things Transformers.
Yes, and this morning it's very early during the week. It's 2 days after my birthday and I am fucking pissed.
Happy birthday again.
Yeah, thank you again, but yeah. These people are just lucky that what happened last night did not happen Monday night, because I'd be ready to kick some ass.
Why? What happened?
Last night, about 8:30, I decided to get off my lazy fat ass and walk to McDonald's, which McDonald's is actually closer. It's actually a straight shot from where my apartment is. It's about 10 feet closer than the actual Thornton store. So, which Thornton's is the local gas food mart here, whatever. And so I decided to go there. Well, when I opened my door, as I've said before, my door is double deadbolted, so you have to use a key on the inside to even get out of the apartment. Open the door, and there is a used fucking condom on my doorknob.
Nice.
I almost threw up everywhere. I just, like, what the fuck? Well, the neighbor that lives across from me, who is, because my job has clients over here, that's why they moved me over here. Well, I only know two people in these buildings, as far as I know that I'm over here. So, knocked on his door politely, I just said, hey, have you seen someone else? Because I thought it might have been somebody else that used to do that kind of crap. He goes, no. I said, okay, do you have any idea, or have you seen anybody around my door, because that's just nasty. He goes, no. He goes, that's why you moved out of the other place, to get away. I said, I know. And I hear another voice in this apartment, which is someone that I absolutely do not get along with and cannot stand and just think needs to be fucking shot. So I asked him, I said, is that what's his name? And he goes, yeah. And he kind of gives me, the client, he kind of gives me like this dirty look. And I just kind of shook my head and I was like, oh, okay. Because I didn't, this kid's half mentally unstable. So I was like, I ain't going to say anything. Whatever. I took a giant wad of paper towels in my hand. And through the paper towels, I peeled off this nasty thing. Threw it away in the trash can outside and wrote a very lengthy email to my immediate supervisor, to the overall program supervisor, to my former boss, and the case manager of the client that lives across the hall here. And yes, something better be fucking done. I've only been in this apartment a week. Like I said, I only know two people that actually live over here, and I know no one else, and I don't know if anybody else knows me. Now, it could be the guest that this client had had, which I wouldn't put it past them. They're that fucking immaturish and hold grudges, and like I said, they're mentally unstable, but yeah, I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah, that kind of pissed me off too if I woke up to that or went outside to that.
Yeah. And considering I finally got the fucking door fixed yesterday, that kind of sucked. Because remember I told you before the door wouldn't close all the way? Well, I had maintenance out here to fix the nozzle on the tub, because the cold water wasn't coming out, and I nearly scalded my hand the other day trying to get in the shower.
Nice.
And yeah. Yeah, really. And the door, for some odd reason, it wouldn't close all the way. So I had the maintenance guy out here, and he fixed it, and it's all good. But it just, yeah. Yeah, I'm so glad you have no idea why this building, these buildings would not be standing if that shit happened on my birthday. Everybody in their right mind, as far as supervisors, executive directors, fucking board members, they would be out here and they would be seeing that shit. I also took a picture of it, and I sent it along with the email. And in the email I said, I'm very, very unhappy, very this, very that, and I said, you know, you can see what's in this attached picture and this, that, and the other thing and everything else. And after that sentence, I go, yes, folks, that is a condom. Okay, so, supplemental episode 5. As I said in the beginning, and as I said to you, Steve, off the air, it's going to be a bunch of randomness. So, even though TFG1 is not a news podcast, do we have any news on the All Things Transformer side? Have you found any bits of random news that you're...
Transformers Animated Season 3 is officially dead after Season 3. They've deleted the plot connects that were planned from Season 3 to Season 4. Mm-hmm. And basically wiped that element out of the Season 3 so that they can tie it up in this season. They don't tell why they're canceling it, and I guess at least one character is going to die. And it has something to do with the garbage in, garbage out, so I'm guessing it's either Ratchet or Wreck-Gar.
I don't think anybody would be opposed to them killing Optimus Prime in this series. But I had posted on Twitter the other day, I'm so freaking disgusted at these people for doing this Transformers cartoon in the first place. Like Spada and Jesse and Ryan and everybody over at TF Wire and every other Transformers podcast I've listened to have said, they completely fucked up the timing of the toy commercials along with the series. I saw a commercial for Animated the other day and I posted something on Twitter. I'm like, yeah, I know why Animated has had no success, because they're running the fucking toy commercials when the show isn't even on the air. I mean, Cartoon Network runs it at weird times, and it's like various episodes. It isn't like there's a set time that Cartoon Network has. I've never seen it as, like normally when it's in syndication, when any Transformer show has been in syndication, it's either been on at 6 or 6:30 in the morning.
Well, see, this one was on at, I think, 10:30 in the morning on Saturdays.
Right, it was, but I'm saying, like, okay, like, say you have Beast Wars, excellent show. Say it's 2000, so say it's already gone off the air and Beast Machine's on the air. Say Beast Machines runs at 9:30 in the morning. They normally would run old episodes, syndication episodes of Beast Wars, at an earlier time. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I always remember watching those cartoons when they were not currently airing or currently making more of them at 6 or 6:30 every morning. But with Animated, it's very sporadic, and it's not... Yeah, I don't see any reason why the show should even continue, considering how they've got a lot in Season 3 to connect from Season 2. Forget about making connections just from Season 3 to Season 4. And that's probably their problem. They're forward-thinking. They're not thinking about in the now and tying up. Hell, the cliffhanger ending of Season 2 when Sari rips off her skin and she's a friggin' robot. Of course, we all know what the hell happened. The old fat guy was bored and lonely and created a fucking robot daughter. I mean, that's just what happened. So, yeah. Anything else?
Michael Bay talks Transformers Revenge of the Fallen with Collider.com. In an exclusive video interview, he states that the movie will be approximately 2 hours and 20 minutes, but still in editing. He also talks about the experience filming in Egypt and IMAX scenes. He mentions the film will be darker and more like the humans going on an adventure with the Autobots, so it won't be more of a focus on just Autobots, it'll be more robot.
Yeah.
And so the humans will be taking a back seat. And it'll be on a more epic scale, and robots who emote more. And lastly, they asked him if he would return for a third movie, and he says he would be interested in doing it, but his immediate plans are to take a well-earned year off.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, you cannot say crap like it being epic and darker's fine, you know, whatever. You can't say something is epic and only have it be fucking 2 hours and 20 minutes.
And no, it's going to be like 3 hours and 20 minutes, like Lord of the Rings.
Well, you said in the interview 2 hours and 20 minutes. But I mean, it has to be longer than that. It has to be at least like 2 hours and 89 minutes or somewhere close to the 3 hour mark.
2 hours and 89 minutes would be 3 hours and 19 minutes.
Whatever. It's almost 6 o'clock in the fucking morning. I'm pissed and I haven't been able to think, so yeah, whatever. I'm just saying.
Drink a little bit more of that caffeine there.
Yeah, let's hope it'll wake me up. I'm just saying that it would have to be somewhere close to, like, maybe 10 minutes off the 3 hour mark to even get everything that they're wanting to get into that. And as far as a third one, really, honestly, even though I am a Transformers fan, I've had so much skepticism about this movie, I don't even want to hear about a fucking third one. Until I go and see this one, I don't even want to hear shit about a third movie. I just don't.
I don't think anything bad will come out of it.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I just don't want to hear about... See, that's the problem. That, well, I like, best example I can give is Spider-Man 3. That movie was so overhyped, but, and everybody says that it sucks. I liked it. I don't care what anybody else says. I did like it. It's not something I could watch every day. Like, I could watch Iron Man at least once a day if I so chose to. But, I mean, you know, it wasn't as bad as, say, Elektra. But,
yeah,
I mean,
never sit through that.
But I mean, the same thing goes for Transformers. It's like, don't... It's like I said before about, you know, animated. Don't forward think it. Think in the now. Don't start talking about... And that's the problem with media, and that's the problem with us as fans and everything else. We want to know what's next, what's going to... You know, we want more, and we want it now. And I'm of the mindset right now that I just don't give a fuck. I want to wait and see the second one, you know, when it comes out, and see what happens in it, and then I will form an opinion of my own whether I should think that they should make a third one or not. Now, my opinion doesn't count for shit, but, you know, at least I would have an opinion then, and I'm not... It's like Wolverine and the X-Men or whatever, the new Wolverine movie. You know, I haven't really formed any opinion about it because I've only seen what little trailer that there is, and it's like, yeah, I'm not gonna go there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anything else in the news?
Well, not really in the news, but this just kind of caught my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Back when the 2007 Transformers movie was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
They made use of this Transformers Webmaster program. Now, in this program, they were... It was supposed to help promote the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, basically free advertisement by handing goodies to other webmasters that would post information about Transformers, whether it be ComingSoon.net,
mm-hmm.
Unicron.com, PredaconEmpire.com, TFW... And it would give you, like, a ranking and a point system and all that. Supposedly, you know, you'd get something special from them, whatever. They never
mm-hmm.
actually did anything with it. They show, like, I'm logged into it right now. The last post they have for content for webmasters
mm-hmm.
is online banners for you to download, and it's on Friday, June 22nd, 2007,
oh,
of just, like, pictures of some of the robots and shit. But, I mean, it's, like, a couple of the pictures just from the movie and the poster, and there's no actual, they've got in their little webmaster discussion forum, one post and like about the Revenge of the Fallen, but they've officially not put anything in there for the webmasters to spread about.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a pretty pathetic website, and they don't do anything with it,
mm-hmm.
which is sad because it has the potential for so much more.
Yeah, that's really sad. That's like they took down the 20th anniversary DVD website for Transformers, the movie, which really saddened me because they had a lot of good content on there as far as they had a... they had, like, this thing that you could add into your MySpace or Facebook pages that plays, like, different Transformer sounds, and they had a whole bunch of audio clips from the movie and stuff like that, which I've just made my own, but that's, you know, just having a website out there that has that content. Yeah, it's been 2 years since the 20th anniversary DVD has been released, but, yes, when sites go down like that, that really saddens me, because it was... Regardless of whether... Oops. That's not what I wanted to do. Sorry. Doing two things at once here, and I went to the Cafe Spark, and I didn't want to go to Cafe Spark this morning yet. Where the hell am I going? Well, I'll go back eventually. I just don't want to go there now. I'm looking something else up. But, I mean, you know, websites like that that go down, it just... I understand the cost and stuff to run websites and everything else, but... I don't know. Just having it is nice. So switching to, unless you have anything else, unless you found anything else.
Not really. I'm in kind of a lazy mm-hmm. news hunting mood, so I don't really care.
Well, it is 5 minutes to six in the morning, so yeah.
Damn, we're awesome for that.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. I don't blame you. But I was looking up. I haven't finished getting all my birthday stuff yet. Hopefully I can talk my mom into going out and doing birthday shopping so I don't have to actually spend my own money today. But the one present that I did get from her was the Oliver & Company 20th Anniversary Edition. Now, normally when Disney has done, like, the Platinum Editions or the Anniversary Editions, I don't know about Jungle Book, but I'd have to look. It's been two discs. Well, the Oliver & Company one is only one disc, and the only features it has is games and activities, all new Oliver's Big City Challenge game, Backstage Disney Making of Oliver & Company. It has two animated shorts, and it has a sing-along thing, music and more. And I'm like, come on, the Aladdin two-disc set had more stuff than this. And I've always loved Oliver & Company. Ever since I saw it, yeah, it is Disney's take on Oliver Twist, but you can't deny the voices that were. I didn't know the voice of Oliver the Cat. You know who that was?
No.
Joey Lawrence. And silence.
Crickets.
Joey Lawrence. Whoa! He was in Blossom. Remember the... Oh, crap. Can't believe I just admitted to watching Blossom.
You know what? I've never heard of that.
You've never heard
never
of Blossom?
Heard of him. No.
Okay. Okay, anyway. have you ever watched the Disney Channel? Him and his brothers were in a Disney Channel movie at one point. I don't know.
I don't watch Disney Channel movies. I've seen the shows that are on there, but...
I like some of the movies. They're all right. Like, The Luck of the Irish was pretty cool. I'm not into this whole High School Musical crap and Camp Rock and all that. No.
Burn in the eternal fires of hell.
Yes, I agree. But, like, some of their other movies, like Double Teamed, which is based off of a True Life twins, blonde twins, basketball players... what was the other one? The Jet Jackson movie, that was pretty cool. I like that show, I missed that show. But anyway, Oliver & Company, it's, like I said, it's based off of Oliver Twist. And it's all these dogs against this, with this guy named Fagin, who owes this other guy, Sykes, money. And Oliver comes along, and it's got a stellar cast. Let's see, Billy Joel, Joey Lawrence, Bette Midler, what was her name? Cheryl Ralph. It's got a lot of good music in it and everything else. I think Billy sings a couple of songs. Bette Midler's in it. She plays a really, really prissy poodle, which is not far off from the mark. So, this is pretty random today, folks. I did not, with the move and everything else, I did not plan anything for Supplemental Episode 5, and seeing as how our other podcasting friends are busy and in the middle of moving from one place in Canada to another,
Canada.
Yeah. I guess we can go ahead and pimp the forums. Come on, people, come to the PredaconEmpire.com forums. There's not enough people leaving me comments on the podcast.
There isn't a lot of people leaving any comments right now.
I think the most conversation I've had was with Derek Lapp over there about his Unicron, and yeah, I want one of those. That looks so fucking cool. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh yeah, I sit there and I read every single post that's posted on that board.
No, you don't. Don't lie.
No, I seriously do.
No, you don't. Don't lie.
I'm not. I sit there and I read every single thing that's posted because I...
Well, yeah, you're...
I have moderators, but I don't gauge what they say, you know, on stuff because a lot of people have arguments and I decide what is crap and what is... Like when Starscream gets out of control
let's not go there. I wonder if anybody even...
He's all right, though.
I wonder if anybody even over there listens to TFG1.
Oh, I know a few do. I think Starscream actually listens. Well, I know he listens to ATTF. I don't know if he listens to TFG1. Yeah. I think he might, but I don't know. I think Optimus Prime listens to TFG1.
He might.
I know that they're trying to come up with a podcast. I don't know how well that's working out for them because they've been planning this since last year. I know that another good podcast to listen to if you're completely bored with TF Wire or burned out with them, which lately I've been kind of... Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to trash them, but because I was a host on there and they did give me my start, but it's kind of gone downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I like the hosts and everything, but it's just... It's... I don't know. There's another, instead of mumbling, I'm going to actually spit it out. Close enough, but without the sound. The TF Anonymous podcast is pretty good as well.
I think I tried that at one point. I don't know what it was. I don't know. I might have to go back and try it again. But,
I think they're hilarious because a lot of the time there's, like, random just hilarity throughout the entire episode, and kind of like the last episode of ATTF, there's just randomness that you can't recreate, and TF Wire seems to have lost that with the toss of many different hosts.
Mm-hmm.
And so the TF Anonymous are actually defected members of TF Wire. One of them being an old TF Wire host for like 4 or 5 episodes on the main podcast, and then the roundtable host.
I would have to go back, like I said, and listen to it in between dealing with bullshit already over here and just unpacking in general. And yeah, I haven't done anything. I have my G1 DVD sets out, but think I've finished episode 13 script yet? Fuck no. So it's nice that I actually have written up until episode 13, so if I get the inkling at some point, which I will, obviously, because episode 6 has to be out next Friday, if I get the inkling at all this weekend to record anything, at least I have the script already ready, and I don't have to worry about writing it out.
That be true.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, but I really, I really dug that picture, because it, and really, I didn't even look at it all the way first. I just saw the Unicron, thing. I didn't really, and I saw some of the other smaller figures. I did not even see, Hot Rod, Rodimus, whichever one he was. I didn't even see him holding up the Matrix in front of Unicron. I just saw the smaller characters below it. And it, yeah, it's really cool looking.
Yeah, that is a cool statue. Yep. I probably still wouldn't buy it, but that's just because I'm a cheap, poor bastard. And I like the Megatrons over anything else, preferably G1 or Beast Wars.
Yeah, but I mean, to have something like that from the movie, regardless.
Yeah, regardless, it's an awesome piece.
Damn.
But, you know what I'd really like to see them remake? The freaking Beast Machines, Maximals and Viacons. Like, remake them, like, kind of do, like, a classics-type thing with them. Because, I'm sorry, that Megatron that they had for Beast Machines was complete and utter shit. It was, like, literally, he's a freaking cheap-ass-looking dragon. He doesn't even look anything like the Beast Wars one. I can understand if he was the same size, and they somehow made his wings kind of, like, interclasped together to, you know, form the battle suit in front of him, and, like, had the weird colorations and everything. No, they didn't have a goddamn thing on there. They had his wings were pretty much, I don't know if you've seen the Titanium Scourge.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Well, I mean, that's a shitty figure, too. I just bought it because that was my first voiceover character. But it folds over, the wings fold over and cover the front of him. And the detail on this figure is complete crap as well. And it's supposedly a Mega, but it's more like a Deluxe. They just had it in a Mega because of how much space it took up because of the wings. Yeah. But it was complete garbage. There was no freaking reason. I just wish that they redo a lot of their old figures and give them the detail they deserve. Mm. Granted, it wasn't a blockbuster hit series, but they still could have done
a lot
more.
Have they done any kind of anniversary stuff with Beast Machines? I know they did a 10th anniversary of Beast Wars. I think it was Dinobot and Cheetor and a couple of the other ones, Rhinox. I remember they had those at one of the BotCons. I think it was either 2007. No, not 2007. It was either 2006. I don't know. It was between 2005 and 2007. It was 2006, obviously.
It was 2006.
I was going to say, yeah, wait a second. It's 2006, obviously, seeing as how the fucking cartoon was out in 96, so that would be 10 years, duh. So, have they done anything as far as, or do you think that they will do anything when eventually the...
I think they might, but I think they'll probably wait till after the movie. I think, I'm not positive, but I think the series debuted in 1999.
Yeah,
if not... Okay, that's what I was thinking. I just... Brain's not working, but... I usually have that information on my site.
Yeah, the only reason why I remember that is because it sounds right. Let's see, number one, it sounds right. Number two, it's here I graduated high school. Number three, Beast Wars only had 3 seasons, so if you take 96 to 99, that's 3 years. And then, you know, the start of Beast Machines...
1999 to 2001.
Yeah. Wow, that only ran for two.
So, yeah, that makes about.
That
sense.
Only ran for 2 seasons. Wow.
Yeah.
It seems longer.
But it had 26 episodes for the whole series, which is as long as season 1 of Beast Wars. So in essence, it was not very long at all because Beast Wars had twice that amount of episodes and the entire series.
No, see, I wish they would just... I mean, they did a... Of course, they do this nowadays with everything that has kind of like a one-shot deal. But I wish that they would just re-release Beast Wars as a complete series. Have all 3 seasons in one giant box set.
You know, that would be really smart, instead of making people buy all three separately. And I would rather have, like, the goodies that would come with the box set.
I actually just talked to, the other day, I had talked to a buddy of mine, Dwayne Walker. He had done a, we're big Knight Rider fans, and he had done a little spot on the Knight Rider Online podcast for them. And I started talking to him. We kind of became friends, and because we're both fans of Knight Rider or whatever. I actually just talked him into buying the complete series box set with the light-up scanner and everything else. He's like, why? I have all the original force. I said, yeah, but how many times do they skip? Oh, well, I have them all on my computer. I'm like, yeah, that's great and all, but, you know, DVDs, it's something you can hold in your hand. It's something cool, whatever else. They remastered the thing. So he finally went out and bought that. Yeah, Beast Machines ran from 99 to 2001. I'm looking at the IMDb now, and just, wow, it just doesn't seem like it was only that long.
Yeah. And did you know there's Twitter's down?
I haven't even checked online or iPhone. I haven't... I just turned off my my new app this morning when I woke up at 4:55. I'm like, I was having this really, really great dream. I don't remember what to tell this, but I know it was really, really great. I don't want to wake up. And next thing I know, I'm waking up. I'm like, oh, shit, what time is it? Because I thought it was like 6:30. And, I get up, and it's like 2 minutes before my alarm's supposed to go off. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I bought one of those, kind of like, you know, you buy those wave sound alarm clocks. Has all these nature, like, you know, those nature CDs and crap that, well, I found app on the App Store for iPhone called White Noise. So I'm thinking, White Noise, oh, crap, it's going to be nothing but TV static. So I look on there, and they have all these cool sounds like water, running water and rainforest and all this and all that other crap. So, yeah, the last two nights I've gotten really, really soothing sleep because I left my Bose and iPod out here on the desk. Yeah, I can tell you pretty much Transformers Animated isn't going to take off much. Oh, wait, Gary Chalk isn't in Transformers Animated. Whoops.
Nope, it's David Kay.
Yeah.
And various G1 voice actors.
Yeah, wow, he was in an episode of Supernatural. Ooh.
Who was?
Gary Chalk.
Yes,
Monster
not
movie.
Only... He wasn't the only one. There was a few other...
I'm only looking at his IMDb page because I thought...
Well, screw you, buddy.
Well, I thought he was in Animated at some point. I know he wasn't a major character, but I thought he might have had something in there. And the most... three projects he has in post-production is The Saints of Mount Christopher, Angel and the Bad Man, and Scooby-Doo in the Beginning. What the hell? He's playing Vice Principal Grimes. What the hell is this going to be, Scooby-Doo in the Beginning? Give me a break. We already have a pup named Scooby-Doo, which is the best Scooby-Doo cartoon out there, but that's beside the point. Wow, that was completely random. See, folks, we are all random all the time.
Wow, Twitter's back. Yay.
Yay, Twitter's back.
I sit there and I freak out. I'm sitting there. I check it all day. I may not post all day, but I'm checking it all day.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I didn't do it.
Damn you. Yeah, I was reading the post on the Cybertron Archives, which is Optimus Prime's site. It appears they're, still in the running to make their podcast, because they actually came to me or the guy that's wanting to start it came to me for information on what to do. So I may eventually end up guest starring over there. I don't know. Depends at some point. But they're talking about recording and doing an episode. I'm not that far in the damn thing yet, so I don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
Everybody's...
She looks like... Huh? What?
Oh, I was saying everybody's starting one nowadays.
Yeah. Well, they're all jealous now that I've done my TFG1, so, yeah. Everybody's trying to be rip-offs, bastards.
Yeah, the original G1 site's going crazy and having to make one.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I was just...
No, I was looking at this Scooby-Doo thing, and I looked at one of the stars, Hayley Kiyoko. She actually looks like Velma, but she's hot. But she plays Velma's voice in this new, I guess it's going to be a cartoon series. I don't know. I don't really care. Whatever.
Nice.
Yep. I wish that they would just take the people that did it in the two movies, like Freddie Prinze Jr. and all them, and just let them do an animated Scooby-Doo series.
I don't know. I don't care that much about Scooby-Doo.
Well, I don't... I mean, outside of A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, which came out in 1988, I really don't care either way, but I mean, if they were going to do something like that, it would be cool for them to use the actual actors that did in the movie as the voice actors, but... I don't know. Hopefully I have my my Apple confirmation email, because if I don't, I'm going to kick Steve Jobs' ass. Not really, but... yes. Apple Store order acknowledgement. Hopefully it ships today, damn it. One of the people over in the Earth2.net forums had actually... gotten robbed and got his iPod stolen, or no, his iFake stolen from him. It's basically a generic term for a non iPod MP3 player.
Nice.
And yeah, and so I'd offered to him. I said, hey, look, you know, I've got some extra cash from whatever that's coming in. You know, do you want one? Whatever else, and I had made this. Before he had actually had this happen to him, and he had sent me a message the other day asking if it was still, if the offer was still on the table. I said, yeah, it's fine. So I went and got him a custom blue with some engraving on it and whatever else, and hopefully it'll ship out today. My other vent, my publisher, oh my god. These fucking people just... No, you have no idea. Okay? I'm gonna type something to you here in the box here. This will be a title of one of the poems. This is what it looks like on the final proofs that he has given me. This, what I'm typing now, sorry folks. Ugh, shit. This is what it's supposed to look like. You see the difference? They're all capital letters. And I kept going back and forth with them.
So the first one's acting like a child. With lowercase letters, and then the second one, well, citing like a child. With
no, it's supposed to be acting like a child.
I know, I'm just screwing with you.
Shut up, damn it! But
I thought you were writing. I was acting like a child, so I put that other post. That's why. I told you.
I said this. I said I'm going to type something to you. I said this is what it looks like, and then I was typing what it's supposed to look like. But it's like, and he's like, oh well, those changes that you're asking us to make are stylistic, and it's not going to affect the marketability and the outcome of your book. And I'm like, dude. I didn't say this. I'm thinking this. I'm like, dude, fucking change it the way I want it to fucking be. I mean, I can understand that, you know, if it was a... And the other thing is, like, one poem is, like, halfway down page 98 going into page 99. That's not the way they're supposed to be. They're supposed to fit on all one fucking page. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to like the outcome of this book at all. I was really impressed and really pleased with the last two books, but this one is going to be a complete fuck-up, and I almost wish I didn't even fucking submit it. this is probably going to be the one book of poetry that I fucking regret, and that sucks.
Bunch of bastards.
Assholes.
Do it right or don't do it at all.
Fucking people from Frederick, Maryland. Bastards.
No, this is probably what's going through their heads. Ah, I'm lit round. This bullshit.
Yeah, I had to throw the meat water.
Yeah,
there,
that's what I do when I'm like either tired or.
Yeah,
whatever.
I heard that voicemail.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. I listened to that.
Next one's gonna be.
I
awesome.
Caught up on the Game Heroes.
Yeah, I heard your commercial on Twig this week.
What?
Yeah, they had your commercial on the latest Twig, the episode 47.
Oh, Friday the 13th. Yep. I have not listened to that yet.
Good episode overall. They got lots of commercials in there, and
cool.
You're one of them. I need to record one. They got one of the same Game Heroes one, like the one I recorded that I was telling you that was a bitch to record.
Yeah.
They got somebody else is doing it. It just sounds like it just flows. But it no, it goes in like the same 30-second time slot, and I'm like, what the fuck? How's this guy doing this? Because like I'm sitting here trying to ramble it off as fast as I can get it out. And
well, it's probably because different people, different voice speeds and stuff like that. Yeah, we can speed our voices up or slow them down, but I mean, you know, different people have different talents. So I very highly doubt anybody can do Beast Wars Megatron as good as you, other than, you know, the
David
original
K.
creator of David K. But I mean, like anybody, like General Joe Schmo Geek. So yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing that one a long time.
Yes, you've had a chance to harness your ability on that.
Oh, excellent. Yes.
I don't know. I think I'm going to send my mom an email and see if she'll even agree to go out to Best Buy today, because I would like to see if I can find those, at least the Beast Machines DVD set.
You won't find them.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
Shut up. How do you know?
Because I couldn't even get mine in the store. I had to go to the damn, like, they had it, and then I didn't have the money at the time. And then I went back a couple months later, and they had all the crap from Animated.
Well, I had mentioned this to you a while ago when I had gone to Best Buy for, I think I was picking up my Bill Cosby complete series set. And I had looked around for Animated, and I could not find a single Animated DVD. And I didn't even think to look for Beast Wars or Beast Machines. Now,
you know,
I
know why?
I've...
Everybody wanted Animated. They just couldn't keep it on the damn shelves.
I call bullshit on that.
I probably do, too.
I don't think they even stocked it.
I call bullshit on myself.
Alright. Let's see. Going to prove you wrong here.
Fine.
Take me a couple of minutes. Well, do some voices or do something, because it's taking this page an awful long fucking time to load.
Why the hell would I do a voice?
Because I told you to, damn it.
This Charlotte from us. My precious.
Oh, God, that's scary.
Yeah, I can do an exact one of that, too. I used to get in trouble in school. I'd sit there and I'd mock the teachers doing that kind of crap, or I'd go, like, I love this, especially when I was working, like, some crap jobs, and I was working McDonald's and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'd sit there and, like, my boss would tell me to do something, and they'd piss me off, because I was always the one that had to do something. Never anybody else. No, it's always, Steve, go do this, Steve, go do that. And so I was like, I'd just start doing all my voices on them. They'd start laughing. I'd actually be a smartass with them doing the voice and be, you know, tell them, kind of reflect
just telling
how irritated
them off.
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd say, like, and, you know, do shit like that. And so they just start laughing, thinking I'm joking, but I'm serious, and I'm just doing the voice to kind of disguise that.
Come on. Load, you bastard, load.
Open. Damn it, open.
No, fuck. You suck. It's unavailable at every single store in this area for pickup. I can order it online, but damn it. Alright, let's check Beast Wars.
Wow, that's freaking crazy.
freaking Beast Wars.
LeVar Burton, I was just reading on
Twitter.
Yeah, on Twitter, I guess it says tomorrow he's doing a, or which would be today, he's doing a voice for a new Marvel cartoon, the Superhero Squad. Wow, that sounds gay. Anybody ever hear of a character called Rhodey is what he says. And then Birdman says, oh, you're War Machine.
Yeah, I am not liking where they're taking the Marvel animation. Have you even seen an episode of that Wolverine and the X-Men?
I've seen the animation clips, and I think, gay.
It's,
I don't know. It's probably all right, but I don't know. I like the old 90s kind of more serious tone than this, oh, we're going to do Teen Titans all over again. I fucking hate, I mean, Teen Titans had a good story, but the fucking animation sucked. Then they gave that to animated. Oh, that's part of the reason why the series bombed. I mean, that and they wrote it for, like, five-year-olds.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't. I was never a fan of Teen Titans. First of all, I don't read comics. I haven't read a comic other than my BotCon comic. I have not read a comic since I was probably 14, 15, 16. I don't even know. So it's, I'm not like one of these 20, oh Christ, I'm 29. I want to be 28 again. I'm not like one of these 30, 31-year-olds who are way into comics that, you know, just absolutely must have comics every month. It's not that I don't like comics. I just haven't been into them in a long time. And half the stuff that I was into was all Marvel. I very rarely ever picked up a DC book whatsoever. Oh, yeah, and get this. Fucking Best Buy is back-ordered on Beast Wars Season 1 and Season 2. So the only thing, if I wanted to get anything, shut up. The only thing if I wanted to get anything would be Season 3.
You know what's funny about that? That's the first season I bought at Best Buy. And then I bought Season 2. And then I bought
Season
Beast
1.
Machines.
Oh, Beast Machines.
And then I bought Season 1.
Yeah, huh.
I did everything ass backwards.
Yep.
Because I like Season 3 best out of Beast Wars.
What was in Season 3? I forget.
Primal changes into his optimal Optimus form. Oh, Megatron becomes a dragon.
Bad dragon. No, hell no. Fucking red ass dragon.
Don't say bad dragon.
Bad dragon. Why is that?
I don't know. It just doesn't sound right.
Ah, Christ, the star pickup is limited availability. Let's see. Come on. Load, page, load.
Like I said, open, damn it, open.
Yes. You have got to be fucking kidding me. I would be better off trying to go to fucking Borders and getting it there than looking on fucking Best Buy. Unavailable, unavailable, fuck. Damn it. You people suck. Fucking Best Buy.
They suck balls.
Yes.
I guess the podcast for the Cybertron Archives, I guess they already recorded episode 1, but they're unsure of how to edit the episode. Well, I mean, they're all new at it. I mean, I didn't know what the hell I was doing to begin with. I just kind of started sitting there playing with it.
That's why when I originally got the brainstorm that is TFG1, I wanted to find some unwitting fool to do all the editing for me. Because I would end up screwing it up. I know for a fact I would end up screwing it up because when I recorded... when I was originally started using Audacity for my DVD ripping, I had recorded something and I wanted to add something to it, and I went to click at the end of the thing, and it recorded at the beginning, and it recorded over what I had just previously recorded, if that makes any sense. Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so, no, I don't do editing. I just do the recording. It's much easier.
Yeah, the recording...
It's...
kind of sucks balls.
Wait, the recording does? You mean the ending, right? Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Brain's not working. It's too fucking early.
It's only 6:30.
Yeah, well, when you have to get up and you've only had 2.5 hours or 3 hours sleep, then it's just freaking wonderful, and then you got to go back and do the whole 16, 17-hour day again.
Wait a second. You've been up this whole time?
What?
You've been up all... Okay.
No. No, I went to bed about 1.
I think I fell asleep about midnight, 12:30. I don't know. I think it's really helping me having that app, though. Because I put on the, I'll either put on the beach waves, which is just like the ocean crashing into the beach sand, or I'll put on the actual ocean waves, and yeah, that's really helping me sleep. So, this episode really has absolutely no direction whatsoever. I'm surprised if I don't lose listeners with this episode. Not saying I want to, but yeah, we've been all over the place today. At least we didn't have any...
Oh, yeah, this episode's been...
At least we didn't have any... at least we didn't have any kind of, mention of Astro Trainer Blitzwing love. That was fucking ridiculous.
You know what? I don't even know where the hell that came from. I was just sitting there, and my brain was getting scatterbrained, and I was just like... Da-da-da, and just, like, spitting out words. I didn't even know what that
was. I was like, I couldn't even... talk. That's why I kept saying, okay, that's it, I'm out of here, see you later, bye, and I'm like, what, I cannot believe.
And then I didn't let you leave.
I cannot
right
believe
away.
That he had just said that. I mean, that was like, holy freaking crap. Oh, good
yeah,
lord.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's messed up. That is so messed up.
Yeah, at least I'm not... bringing that back up.
Well, that's fine, but that's... Well, it wasn't exactly as sporadic as it originally was, so, I mean, it goes along with the randomness that is Supplemental Episode 5. So, yeah, and if the stupid program would load, I'm trying to pull up the script for... I think it's Episode 5 I have to pull up, because obviously I need to... get the closing correct. Let's see, 13:5. Because obviously, episode 6 will be after this. Alright. You got anything else you want to say?
Hell if I know. I don't know. It's freaking early. I just know I'm going to be, this episode's due out this Friday, which technically is not this Friday, it's technically today.
Uh-huh.
Which, yeah.
Well,
because we're recording this, it's coming out 2 days from now.
Yes,
correct.
But I'm gonna record the intro. I'm gonna record a separate intro and outro.
So technically, this episode comes out 2 days from now, but technically, it's out today.
No, because.
Because by the time they'll be reading the live recording, it'll be today.
God. Stop making my fucking brain hurt. I'm going to record my intros and my outros as it
was. Why the hell would you want to do that?
Fine. Alright, whatever. I'll just do it now. You'll have one clip. You only have to use the two themes. Okay. What?
Well, no, you can... Well, use your theme.
Oh, God. Stop it. That's what I'm saying. The two themes. The intro at the beginning before this clip, and then the outro music at the end of this clip, because I'm going to just go ahead and do my ending speech now.
So I just slap the ending onto this?
No.
Pretty much.
The season 2 audio... You put
correct.
It on here before we talk as of right now. So we're talking now, but when you go to edit it, you put the season 2 audio before this clip, and then the season 2 outro music to end the...
So I have to
no!
cut this clip.
You have this clip in the middle. Your beginning is the season 2 audio, which you play first, then the clip, and then the season 2 ending audio, which you play after this clip. It's like you put the three things okay. in a playlist and you play them all at once, but they're all different files.
Yeah, I kind of figured that out the first time.
And don't forget to embed the audio or the artwork.
Yeah, if my iTunes actually lets me do it, it pissed and moaned.
What did your iTunes do last time?
It basically gave me a big middle finger.
Okay. Why? What was happening?
It told me no. It says fuck you.
Oh, Lord. You still have the instructions, right? Do you need me to email them to you again?
You know what? If I really need the instructions, I'll just listen to this clip again.
No. I mean, as far as embedding the artwork. Okay.
No, I have that. I remember that part. That's easy.
All right, so that's it. That's all for this episode of the TFG1 podcast. Join me next time when I'll be reviewing 5 more episodes from Transformers Generation 1, Season 2. Those being The Immobilizer, The Autobot Run, Atlantis Arise, Day of the Machines, and Enter the Nightbird. There are 4 ways for you to get in touch with me or leave feedback for the podcast. The first is that you can visit the PredaconEmpire.com forums and get all your Transformers discussion topics there. The second is that you can follow me on Twitter. My name on there is TFG1 Podcast. The third is you can visit the Earth2.net forums. That's www.earth-2.net. I have a forum thread over there under the banter subheading for the podcast. And the fourth is the email address, which is tfg1podcast@gmail.com. Before I do the little closing thing, I'd like to say the email segment has pretty much been dropped for right now, seeing as how I get no fucking emails. So, for now, I am Michael Blanchard with
Steve / Megatron. No, I was just delaying it on purpose.
Oh, okay. Let's read.
See, you're supposed to catch that cue.
No, you're supposed to do the friggin' cue on time. Okay. For now, I am Michael Blanchard with
Steve / Megatron of all things Transformers,
saying the immortal words of Optimus Prime, transform and roll out, and thank you for listening. Until next time.
Yes.